Poker face star Natasha Lyonne lashes out at trans critics, "It's no business what somebody's privates are." By Warner Todd Houston on May 13, 2025. Natasha Lyonne, star of the critically acclaimed NBC streaming crime dramedy Poker Face, went on the attack against critics of transgenderism and conflated the argument that it is no one's business what people do in their private lives with the issue of taxpayer-subsidized surgeries and medication for minors. Lyonne made her comments during an interview with Glamour magazine where she was asked specifically about President Donald Trump and the U.S. Supreme Court. "You're an icon within the queer community after your amazing performance in But I'm a Cheerleader. What does that mean to you, particularly in the current climate with Trump in power and the Supreme Court challenging trans women's very existence?" Glamour asked. In But I'm a Cheerleader, Lyonne played a teenage lesbian whose parents try to convert to heterosexuality, but who ends up defiantly embraces her lesbianism instead. The film is filled with a lot of over-the-top, stereotypical gay and transgender characters. In reply to Glamour, Lyonne went on a rambling, somewhat disjointed monologue about belief systems. "Well, I'm so grateful for it," she said about being a gay icon. "And I am not sure that I completely identify with this projected female dream that winning at life is finding that dude and putting on a crockpot or something. It's never really been my trip. So regardless of, well, I do love dudes, but I do think that everybody in this life is entitled to equal rights and the dignity of their experience. And I certainly think that it's absolutely insane to judge somebody's personal freedoms on the basis of, what are we even talking about? It's no one's business what somebody's privates are. What a weird head trip to get involved in." At Glamourook, it's nobody's business what somebody's privates are. Transgender symbol emoji, icon hashtag Natasha Lyonne original sound, Glamour UK. "I think it's important to also let people have their belief systems," she continued. "People are attracted who they're attracted to. It's just none of your business, mind your own business. I loathe racism. I hate inequality in all forms. I think it's insane that somebody thinks that they have a right to tell a woman about her power to choose," she exclaimed. To quote Sarah Silverman, "If men could get abortions, they'd be available at ATMs everywhere. So, I don't know how they think the babies got in there, but the answer was firm. So, it's a real case closed and I'm not a fan," she concluded. Of course, Glamour's parsing of the issue was absurd. "Neither Trump nor the U.S. Supreme Court is challenging trans women's very existence. What these critics are objecting to is not the very existence of transgenderism, but the forcing of it upon minor children who are not old enough or responsible enough to decide to make permanent and dangerous medical mutilations of their bodies, and the insistence of men who identify as women unfairly forcing their more powerful bodies into women's sports. If an adult chooses to undergo transgendering procedures, that is certainly their right and no one is saying any different." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.